Perhaps we can also ask the question, who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead? You mentioned John chapter 2. Turn with me to John chapter 2. Jesus answered in verse 19 and said unto them, destroy this temple, and 3 days I will raise it up. Turn with me to John chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. John chapter 10, verse 17 and 11. Therefore, does my Father love me, because I laid down my life, that I may take it again. No man take it from me. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. The Lord Jesus raised himself up. He had the power. You know, when you also look about the Trinity, the triune God, not only the Lord Jesus, also the Father raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. When you turn to Ephesians chapter 1, here the Apostle Paul praying to the saints in Ephesians. In verse 16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. You know what causes the Apostle Paul to pray to the saints in Ephesians? When he heard about their faith, about their love unto the Lord Jesus Christ and all the saints, you know what causes him to motivate to pray is good news, just like what we had this morning. Notice, he mentioned here that the Father of God in verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That when you turn to verse 20, the Father, the Apostle Paul addressing the Father, in verse 20, which he has wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. How about the Spirit? The Son, the Father, and the Spirit, the Trinity. Turn to Romans chapter 8. If you want to mention 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 also. Just Romans 8 in verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. Especially the book of Romans chapter 8. Again and again, the Spirit of God is mentioned here. I believe it's about 19 times in this chapter. You know, it's also been mentioned about the love that Mary had for the Lord. You know, when he saw the angel, you know, how many times, if you and I saw an angel today, what is our normal reaction? The Bible teaches in the gospel, every time they see an angel, they fear, right? Even when the Lord, when the angel appeared at the birth of the Lord, the shepherd was sore afraid. And the angel says, be not afraid. You know, in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18 tells us, perfect love cast out fear. Imagine. We know, when you think about the background of Mary. Magdalene. We read that in John chapter 8, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 8. Notice in verse 2, and certain women which had been healed of an evil spirit and its impurity, Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene. We know there are so many Marys in the Bible, in the Gospel. But we cannot get confused, no? There is a Mary, the mother of the Lord. There's a Mary, the Mary, the wife of Cleopas. There's a Mary of Bethany. And there is Mary Magdalene. We read that in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15. He is from the city of Galilee. And notice also, one of the brothers mentioned about Mary saw the Lord Jesus the first time. We have the reference there in Mark chapter 16. Specifically mentioned see the word there. In Mark 16, in verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared, here's the reference, first to Mary Magdalene, of whom he has cast 7 demons. And also, not only that, Mary also had the first command from the Lord Jesus. Notice that. In verse 17 of John 20, Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go. But go. To my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciple that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her.